We could hardly cross the ford to and from our property, and we even decided to move it up to the local hall, but on Friday we weren't game. It was just too wet. So that event is postponed now until the 16th of May. And instead of being a wine harvest, grape harvest, we will do something with our lemons. So it's not sour grapes, it's going to be sweet lemon harvest festival.
When did it start raining?
Predictably, it started only on the Thursday night. And we would have loved to have got our grapes off for our proper harvest by Thursday night. But given that we were preparing the farm for the first time for this sort of event, we were dragging. So we couldn't even harvest them for the festival. And since then, because we've had so much rain, the bomei, that's the sugar in the grapes, dropped so low that we've been terribly worried that we won't be able to get any harvest. But I have really good news. Kim's come and the bomei's risen today. That means the sugars have gone up today. So we want Kim to stay around as long as she can so we have nice fine weather so that we can have our grapes work and make some wine from them.
And so any more rain and you would have had sort of major splitting damage?
Oh, yes. There's minor damage at the moment. Some bunches don't behave as well as others, but yeah, it's very possible that we could get it. With careful picking, we could get a reasonable result. Good luck and careful picking.
When do you think you'll pick now?
Probably this weekend, Friday, perhaps Saturday. We will just have to see what happens. So, yeah, we'll give it a go. We'll certainly be taking off a portion of it anyway.
How much rain did you actually have?
Yeah, it was about 300 mils, yes. Yeah, We didn't measure it. Our rain gauge actually isn't measuring correctly, so we didn't get the complete rainfall, but it was too much. Yeah, that's all there is to say.
And so, May, you will be picking the lemons, which you have the trees scattered around the property here?
Yes, indeed, yes. I don't know if many people will be game enough to pick our lemons, because you need armour guard to pick our lemons. But yeah, we will have some lemons and we will show them the basic things we do with it.
You make it a fantastic limoncello.
Definitely our best product. I have to say growing grapes is sort of against the grain because, as most people know, this is not wine country. It's not dry enough. The Chambersin grape works for us. And if we get a good season, we can get a reasonably good wine off. But the lemons are really suited. They've naturalised in our area. And we normally get enough lemons from our own property to make all the production we need. Mm. Yeah, and it's a very gentle season making the lemons. It's not fraught with the dangers of storms and wet weather.
And so this was your inaugural fundraiser for Grow.
Yes, it was. We can do the long story, but basically the property is named after our daughter, who we lost early in her life, and it was mental illness was the problem. And we had decided that we would like to do something to help people who suffer mental illness. And our son, who's a doctor, as well as a farmer, knew that Grow is a group that supports people with mental illness, particularly post the first onset, and suggested that we just approach them. And they have just moved to a place called Gunawannabe, their new place on... It's North Lismore, isn't it? And they're trying to make sure that they do continue their good work. So we thought it would be very good to sort of tie in with them, and they are the major beneficiary of this.